Yeah, you can turn the tape on. Set? Everybody set?
Running out of room.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Cohen.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Walton Hills Committee of the Whole meeting of Tuesday, September 11, 2018. Before we start the meeting, I'd like to, we don't have it on the agenda, but I'd like to take a, have a moment of silence to remember 9/11, what happened to this country 17 years ago. Thank you. Roll call, Katie.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagel.
Here.
And for the record, our law director, William Mason, and our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis. First order of business, item number three, is any persons having business before council. And also, residents can talk after each item on the agenda, too. So if you have a question on what's on the agenda, of course, we would like to hear. Come, hi, please.
Lee Nielsen, Tulip Lane. Thank you very much for listing the committees in this packet tonight. I was really pleased to see that because my question is, how do residents, and this may be coming from my total ignorance, and it's okay, but how do residents participate in these committees? How can residents be a part of these committees and be part of the thinking that goes on around what's working behind that?
And I'll answer you, Lee, as we go. Those, as we talked about before, there's been some questions in the last two or three weeks about the committees, and at one time we had the committees were done separately. I mean, the committees are the same as far as who's, not the same people, but how the committee's set up with a chairperson and two council people, and that the council president chairs the finance committee. What we've changed over the few years is instead of having separate committee meetings, we have the committee meetings inside the COW meeting, which is what this is tonight, which is a committee of the whole, which is a work session for council. Okay, and we have two work sessions. We used to have one work session a month along with one council meeting. A council meeting, pretty much all the legislation's been talked about. It's on the agenda. We vote. We've already kind of made up our mind. Not that you can't change at that time. Your committee of the whole is actually tonight is like where that work takes place. So what we decided to do along with the mayor and council, we felt that when you have the separate committee meetings, you would have the three people that are on the committee, but not the rest of council. So it was suggested, just like people make suggestions, why not have the committee meetings in the council of a whole? That way all of council's there, they hear everything, they can make the decisions. So what we do, and that's why I know there's been residents asking for minutes, the minutes are in the regular COW meeting. You know, we can talk about finance tonight in this COW meeting. We're going to talk about the infrastructure. We have our engineer here tonight who's going to talk about two road programs, two grants, one that we applied for in the beginning of this year and one we're looking to apply for. So by coming to the COW meetings, you are at the right meeting to participate in any of those committees that are there.
Okay, so I got that. And I remember you saying that last week, something similar.
Right.
But my question really is, we have these committees, and what I would be interested in is what are they trying to do for the year? How is it set out? What are the plans, etc.? And secondarily, how can citizens be more actively involved than simply being here for a meeting and hearing what's going on? So I'm looking for ways that myself and perhaps others can be more actively involved, not in the council, but in supporting the council, in supporting the efforts of the community.
Well, we're open to that. And I guess that's something we need to, as a body, engage.
Mr. Mayor.
And talk about. Go ahead, Mary.
Any particular committee, you can send us an email. You can call us. Personally, I prefer you call my house because I always get those messages, even if I'm not there. And we can have discussions. They can be brought up with the different department heads. So we're not totally... unattainable, besides coming to the meeting.
Right.
We're always open to good ideas. I mean, we want good, positive ideas.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor?
I think I'm looking for something a little bit different and wondering if that's possible, for more active engagement than simply, I don't want to just simply call you and say, here's my concern. I'd like to actually find a way to be actively engaged in helping to make recommendations to council, for example. So what I'm looking for is, are there ways for citizens, other than in the Committee of the Whole, citizens to be actively engaged in the work of the village? And if there's not, I propose that we think about that, becomes something that can happen. I mean, last week when I was here, I said, what are the plans? Where are we going? What's happening? This is a piece of that. Because I think of it in terms of the committees being a subset of the overall. So if you don't have an answer today, that's fine. But I would like for us to have that on the table as something to discuss.
Right. And it's something me and you discussed a little bit in the parking lot. And I mentioned like a mission statement. You sent
mission statements.
You said a little more that, which we discussed. So.
Right.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you last week, by the way.
You too, Brian.
And, we, as far as the committees and that, we do, for example, we're having a discussion of, as the mayor said, Alexander and Dunham Roads tonight. We found in the past that the committee would get together and we would bring in the street commissioner and our engineers and that, and we would talk about that stuff. And then we would go back to the COW and talk about it again. And then there were probably questions being asked of us that we could not answer at that time because they weren't addressed with the professionals at that time. So it actually almost became cumbersome and almost, I hate to say it, but a waste of time to do it like that at first. So this is why we decided now, if there's a special type of research, like I said last week. Let's say I'm going to just throw something out. We're going to talk about our fire contract, and they would like the committee to research different areas of who would be other communities that who would be bidding or agree to come in and work with us. We can gather that information and present it. That's the type of stuff that the committee would meet separately and do. We have not done that recently. Unfortunately, with our finances and everything, and I fully understand what you're saying as far as having a plan and what, as far as we're moving forward with the different areas that these committees deal with. We used to do that more, and we should try to, I don't want to say get better at it, but try to do that more. But we've been playing catch up these last couple of years with our finances. We don't know from one month to the other. We're holding our breath and doing what we can, and our employees can testify that we've cut to the bone here to figure out how much money is coming in. And we've done some things with the traffic camera and some other things to get some money coming in, but we're kind of almost at a standstill right now and just waiting to see what those projections are so we can start doing things. Like we have a whole every street in the village has recommendations on it. We've got a whole plan for that that's been put on hold. I'd love to say this year we're doing this road, next year we're doing that road, and things like that, but right now we just can't say that. So a lot of these things are kind of at a standstill, but you give us good food for thought, and me good food for thought, of what we can, what can we do with the minimum amount of funds that we have coming in to project. See what
I
mean?
That's no different than any other community.
You're exactly right. And I've lived in other communities, and we've gotten no information whatsoever from the people up here.
So that's 100% unacceptable.
Well,
right.
Exactly.
We want participation.
How do the citizens, the residents of Walton Hills become actively engaged and participative in what's going on?
Well, every once in a while, we do have resident boards that come up. There's been a few in the past that we've asked residents who would have interest to serve on a specific board. I know at one time I was on an education board. At various times, other boards come up that we have established. So from time to time, things do come up.
But let's because we do want to move on. But,
thank you.
Lee, I guess the important thing is, though, in the COW meetings, these meetings are a work session, and we want them to be just that. To me, they don't even have to be so orchestrated. I like the idea, hey, here we sit and we listen to everybody and gather ideas and have the residents participate in there, in those meetings when we have something like tonight. This is kind of black and white. You're going to wonder, you know, what Brian brings up the roads. The reason it seems we're always fixing the main roads, because those are, Joe, our engineer, would tell us, those are the ones we have opportunity to get funds for.
Sure.
And not pay for the side roads. They don't give grants for those. They don't worry about our roads leading to our house. They just worry about the main roads. So, as Brian said, we've tightened up, you know, the last couple years. The mayor and this council has tightened up the budget. We'd like to do those roads, but it's getting, you know, using the funds we don't have. But we're talking about Alexander and Dunham, where we're going to get some grant money. But as far as the COW meetings, attend them and think, and then we'll, as council, we can talk about how to engage the residents more. And that's what you said.
I'm impressed with the abilities of our residents. And I talk to people in the community, and I learn that we have very, very skilled individuals who have some time that they can contribute. And so the question really becomes, how do we engage as much of the intelligence that is in the village as we possibly can to help this village be as strong and vibrant as it can be? That's really the question. So, you know, looking at the committees was kind of a first cut that says, that's interesting, but that's only council people. And you guys work hard, and I got that. But how do we maximize the use of all the intelligence, these people here, but the entire village? There's a tremendous amount of resource in this village. How do we maximize that use for the benefit of the village as a whole? And I'll leave that question sit there, because I think that that's really where the future is.
Right. Would love your help with that, and if you have an answer, anyone else, or
sign
as a group, we'll.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Go ahead, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Okay, Ms. Nielsen, Mary Brenner and I had commented a couple of meetings ago about the hugely qualified candidates that put in a letter about the council, and we both said that we would love to have a board of these residents and other residents, even just to consult with, just to see what their thoughts are,
sure,
and things like that. So that was something that we just
thought of sitting here together, and of course they would want to participate. You know, some people don't, and I know all the people here would, but, and we could throw out ideas that we're working on and say, Here, you think about
these. I am happy to help in any way organize a process where we access more of the intelligence of the village. I'm happy to do that.
We also had years ago a master plan.
Well, I think
that master plan committee went for 2 years.
Right.
And it was made up primarily of residents.
Right.
And it was a master plan for the entire village. I don't know how viable that master plan is still now at this time, or if that's maybe something that we should look at, you know, redoing to get our residents involved and get their input
right.
on everything.
Right.
And Mr. Mayor, we have the Community Investment Corporation that's made up mostly of residents.
Right.
We have the Zoning Board of Appeals that's Tax made up
board.
Of residents. We have the Tax Incentive Review
Tax
Committee
Review
that's made up of residents. So it's not like we don't have.
There are some, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Yes,
there are some that our residents are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And but your ideas are well worth exploring how to get.
I'm happy to meet with anybody and have conversations around how to maximize that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And I feel the same way. If anybody wants to meet with me, I'm good with that too.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Jenny Moan, 18749 Carmody Drive. I think Mrs. Nielsen and the village need to understand that we are in a transition period. We had an event that was very unexpected. I think that the council and the mayor are doing the best they can. And there is a lot of things that they have to get up to speed with, and I'm sure that they're going to take care of it.
Thank you.
I have a lot of trust in you guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other residents have anything before council? Okay. Seeing none. Council comments? Does anybody have any comments for tonight?
Mayor,
before we move on?
The only thing is we have, again, more than 40 residents are attending tonight's meeting, so that's great. I think that's really, really great, and I hope it continues. Thank you.
You too.
Well, the only comment I have is about our guests here, the Cane Singers, and we're so glad to be able to honor you and all the service you've done for this village over so many years and the wonderful books you've written about our history. And I just want to thank you.
Well, does anybody else have any comments? If not, we'll move on to the important part of the evening here. Not that it's not all important, but it's just a little more important in talking about our streets tonight. We'd like to present a proclamation to recognize Bob and Jean Kasinger, who are both here in the front row. We have a proclamation. We're going to read it as council and then present it to you. And then I'm sure we'll have comments about it. And we're glad you both are here. And I hear people tell me your daughter's here with you, too. And we think that's wonderful. So. Well, that's a nice surprise. So to put in record, and I think it's great, we're going to start with Councilman Linville and read around the table and give you a proclamation. Go ahead, Mr. Linville.
Whereas we are honoring Bob and Jean Kasinger for their outstanding service to the Village of Walton Hills, as they have been active residents for more than 55 years, and
whereas Bob Kasinger and Jean Wingenfeld were born in Garfield Heights, Ohio, and both graduated from John Adams High School. After serving in the Air Force during the Korean War, Bob earned an engineering degree from Kent State University. Jean received scholarships and worked while earning a degree in education from Ohio University and went on to receive a master's and educational specialist degree from Kent State University. And
whereas Bob and Jean married in 1957 and welcomed daughter Karen in 1960. Sorry. They put it in there. I had to read it. And daughter Kathleen in 1963. Shortly after Karen's birth, they purchased a lot and built a home on Crawl Drive. They then moved to Orchard Hill Drive and...
Whereas Bob and Jean have active participants in the Walton Hills community. Together, they co-authored books on the history of the beloved Walton Hills, tracing our heritage, the village of Walton Hills, 1986, and the historic sites in our parks, sites in Cuyahoga Valley National Park and Bedford Reservation with the boundaries of the village of Walton Hills, 2004 to 2006, and...
Whereas Jean has been an editor and contributing writer for the Walton Hills Owl for many years, most notably writing the bits and pieces of village history articles. In 1999, Jean founded and coordinated the Walton Hills Historical Research Center. Jean was the first recipient of the Citizens League Citizen of the Year Award in 2005. In addition, Jean served as president and held various other offices for the Walton Hills Women's Club. She has also been an active member of the 50 Plus Club and helped teach at the Walton Hills Co-op Nursery School. And
whereas Bob served as a councilman for the Village of Walton Hills and on the Planning Commission, Bob was a recipient of the Citizens League Citizen of the Year Award in 2009. Bob was president and held various offices for the Walton Hills Men's Club and was a trustee and volunteer for the Walton Hills Lake Club. Bob was also a Walton Hills Little League baseball coach and an active 50-plus club member.
Now, therefore, I, Don Kolograph, Mayor of Walton Hills, Ohio, along with Council, do hereby express our gratitude to Bob and Jean Kaintzinger for their dedication and service to the Village of Walton Hills. You will be greatly missed. Now we get into the boring stuff. Thanks again, Bob and Jean. And thank you, everybody, for the information. Believe me, a lot of stuff Katie got, we probably could make five of those, of everything these two have done. But they had to condense it to one page, and that wasn't too easy. And we all know that goes for a lot of residents in the village who are very active and involved. So thanks again. Okay. Well, I guess, Katie, we'll start talking about our insurance and what's going on with that, our health care for the employees.
Now, Bob and Jean have been the best neighbors I could have ever asked for, and I'll miss you terribly. Alex and Clara and I will. Okay, so we've been part of the Cuyahoga County Regional Health Care Plan for several years now. They've been facing some issues this year. They've decided this will be their final year of the program. So we are in the process right now of employees updating their medical so that we can shop around for insurance coverage. We've done that for several years anyway to see if we could get better pricing, but now that they are going to be finishing the program for now, we do have to make a different decision. So there will be legislation at some point once we get our bids, once we pick a carrier and find the right coverage levels. So
and I will bring our representative in to talk to us in a mm-hmm. COW meeting. Yep. They're just starting to shop around. Yep. Isn't that the case?
Yes.
Starting to look at getting bids from different carriers because we use, of course, they're a broker. So they shop our village around. So we'll have more, as it comes to us. It was just something that just started. So that's really it. Any questions from council on that?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
Did he give you any sort of timeline when he would be able to come in with those?
Well, we're just finishing up. It's like an online health assessment, so then we'll be out for probably a month or so. Our open enrollment is usually in November, so we will probably know by October, and we can have a representative come in then.
Okay. Thank you.
They need the most current information from the boards because you know it changed. We've gone through this before. Any other questions from the residents? Yes, Lee.
Are all of our employees covered? Or what percentage of
if you want to come up to the mic, Lee, just because we'd like to have it on the recording.
Thank you.
You project yourself pretty
percent,
well.
What percent of our employees are covered?
Only full-time employees are eligible, so we have 28 full-time employees, and I have 25 who take benefits.
And those 25, are those? Do they all take family benefits, or what
no.
percentage is family?
Some are family, some are just spouse, some are employee children, and some are just the employee.
So a mix.
Four different levels.
There's not any preponderance of one or the other.
I'd say the mostly family or single are probably the most predominant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any restrictions to our health care for our employees?
Yes.
Not currently.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was
thank you.
They're under the FOP, but yeah.
So. Any other residents? Well, then we will move on to talk about the OPWC Alexander Road and Dunham Road grants. And Joe, I know I passed out the council an email that Joe has sent me requesting. I didn't know if he was going to be here tonight, be able to make it. So he gave me a summary to help explain some of these things. The Alexander Road, that was something we started in the end of 17 or the beginning of 18? Yeah, but I'll let Joe go through it and kind of give us a summary, Joe, so the residents can understand where we're at, too.
Thanks, Mayor.
Update us because we do forget to.
Sure, no problem. Thanks, Mayor. I would like to take 1 second to thank Mrs. Kainsinger and myself. As we said in the proclamation, she was a teacher. She was a teacher in Bedford City Schools. And she was actually my teacher in the fourth and in the fifth grade. So what that means is if there are any misspellings on the memos that I prepared for tonight, blame Mrs. Kainsinger. And I'm kidding.
I didn't want to get you in trouble, so we didn't give her a copy.
She would have proofread it for me.
Mr. Jolly, if you can explain too, because I know, likely, who you are and your relation to the engineering group we use here in the village.
Sure. Joe Gelati, Chagrin Valley Engineering. I know that everyone on the dais here is familiar with us. We're the engineering consultants for Village of Walton Hills. Many times you see Don Sheehy standing here. He had a conflict, so I'm here myself to talk about and potentially answer some questions about one grant that we've already received and another grant that we'd like to apply for. So I don't know if you just want me to
let's talk about
kind of run through the memo here.
Let's talk about Alexander Road.
We'll talk about Alexander Road first. To bring everybody up to speed, as you guys may remember, last year for Alexander Road, we applied to two different agencies for funding. This is the stretch of Alexander Road from Walton down to Northfield. We applied to OPWC, which is Ohio Public Works Commission. We also applied to Cuyahoga County. We received $250,000 in a grant from the county. We received a grant from OPWC for $159,000 and some change. We also received a loan from OPWC for $200,000. The loan is nice. The terms are 20 years, zero interest. So if you add up the three funding sources that we received, it adds up to $609,000, which is the estimated project cost to pave Alexander Road from Walton down to Northfield. For the county grant, there's really no further action needed by the village or the council. For the OPWC grant and the loan, we do need to execute that agreement with OPWC if we choose to accept the money and go forward with the project, which I would recommend that we do.
Katie, do you know the terms of the loan? I mean, we heard 0%, 20 years.
Which is standard OPWC loan terms.
Okay. And it would start after the project's complete?
Correct, yes.
So it would start in 2020, probably?
Our first repayment would probably be first half of 2020.
Katie, did you do just what it would be a month then?
Well, yearly, I mean, it'd be $1,000 twice a year, so we'd pay.
Yeah, the repayment would be...
just the kind of... So,
yeah, $200,000 divided by 20.
Right, because there's no interest. It's easy, right?
No interest. It's easy to calculate.
Any questions?
Yes, Mayor, what would that be yearly? I got
$10,000.
About $37,000 a year.
$200,000 over 20 years, $10,000 a year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Joe, what's the deadlines on that as far as when we would have to?
As far as executing the agreement? I would think that within the next month or so, OPWC would like to have an answer from us as a village. So they award the money, or they make the announcement who's been awarded the money on July 1st of each year. Obviously, that's passed. So OPWC has reached out to us a couple times to ask what our response would be.
Okay. The reason I asked that, everybody received report 52 from Katie. Mm-hmm. And in the next two COW meetings, we're going to start looking at that, looking at our budget and everything. So I just kind of want to see how we fit in with October there. So we basically have the whole month of October, probably the end of October.
Yes, I would say certainly by the end of October, I think we owe OPWC a response one way or another, either that we'll sign the agreement and accept the money and move forward with the project, or that we decline.
Okay, Joan, I know I've asked you that we've asked, not myself, but all of us as council, if we accept the money and something changes, what happens there?
Let's say
we never actually take a draw on it, but we say, you know, let's say the situation changes with the budget or something, we accept it, but never actually, we agree to it.
Okay.
That part, I know sometimes we have a exit clause too, as long as the project didn't start and we didn't accept any of the funds. In other words, are we just agreeing to it in October, or are we actually accepting the grant at that time?
Well, I think that we're doing both. I think that we're agreeing to it and accepting it. The grant and the loan, and if something did change and we decided not to proceed with the project, we could always give it back. So long as we haven't started the work, we could always decline later, I guess.
The reason I asked that, I wanted to compare this. The other project, the Dunham Road, is mm-hmm. different. Right now, on this, you're just asking us to accept to move it forward, to say we're interested in it, to move it forward, where this is already past that and they're looking for us to accept.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexander, we're beyond the application stage.
Right.
We've already been awarded the various grants and loans, so now it's up to us to decide whether or not to accept.
Okay. So we can put it on COW for the next two meetings. We can talk about it now. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd review the budget and see where that fits in. I mean, we have to, you got to maintain the infrastructure. I wish we could get those funds for our side roads, but we know that's not the case. But at the same time, we have to maintain our main roads, too. Mm-hmm. Council, anybody have any questions on that? Or myself, or Joe, or Katie?
Mayor.
Or Rob. We have our street commissioner here, too. Building inspector.
in your opinion, with that section of Alexander Road, and the mayor touched on this, that we don't get funding for our interior roads.
Mm-hmm.
That's all on us. And we don't have money to do them. Paying back the loan, I know it's a cheap loan, but cheap is a matter of perspective, I guess, and perspective when you don't have the money coming in, any loan is a lot. Would you consider any roads that are interior roads that would be better served us putting that money towards and holding off on Alexander Road?
Mr. Spitznagel, I think the answer to the question is probably no. Alexander Road, high traffic road, so there is certainly some need there.
Okay.
And also, you know, at $10,000 a year, the repayment of the loan that we're looking at, $10,000 isn't enough to take to one of the side streets, and we likely can't even pave one road with the $10,000. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's money well spent to do Alexander Road, especially given the fact that we've received so much money in the form of a grant. You know, I think now's the time to seize the grant and pave the road. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is, and this is true for every road, the longer we wait, the worse the condition of the road becomes. The worse the condition of the road, the more expensive that it becomes. So, you know, we're looking at potentially a $10,000 a year repayment here. You know, if we wait 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years, that dollar amount's going to go up. And also in the future, no guarantee that we would get these same two grants that we currently have before us. So,
thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other? Go ahead, Jeff.
Joey. Joe.
You can say Joey.
I can't help it. It's only been since you were three. Just want to be completely clear, because the mayor asked, if we decide at some point not to start the project, because we did just get our report 52, so right now we're operating at a surplus of $51,000. So I think that's where the concern is with a lot of council. If, as Brian was saying, if things don't turn around, we're not going to make that $10,000, you know,
sure,
a year. So, but I just want to be sure that before that project started, if we wanted to pull out, we would be able to, no harm, no foul?
Yes, we would. I mean, certainly, you know, once the project actually begins, it's too late at that point. We can't decline. You know, if we were to change our minds, you know, I'm sure that OPWC would be willing to let us decline at a later date. But not too late or not too close to the actual construction. So we do have to decide at some point soon.
Okay.
So. I would like to, I just wanted to remind that with the increase of inside millage, that is another funding mechanism that will be about $600,000 a year, which we were not receiving. So in perspective of a $10,000 repayment.
Certainly.
That,
it's just not the only loan repayment that we've got going on.
Yeah, those are manageable, though.
Yeah. Joey, when would we be starting this, then?
If we proceed, it's a project for 2019.
Mm-hmm. How early can you start?
If we decide to move forward, you could start as soon as the weather breaks and allows for asphalt work, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, and how late could you start?
Yeah, again, you know, it's all weather dependent. I wouldn't wait until after September to start, because you risk weather. Yeah.
What do you think time-wise?
You mean how? What's the duration of the work?
It's
not a very long project time-wise once you start.
Okay.
You know, we're simply milling or removing the old asphalt and then installing two new layers of asphalt.
Well, my question was just, you know, if we would accept the money and mm-hmm. they would let us out of it and we planned to start it a little later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at some.
Oh, you mean to give us more time to decide? Yeah, I see what your question is.
Right.
And I understand the position you guys are in as the council, but I would think that we want to decide sooner rather than later whether or not we want to proceed.
Okay.
So.
We're probably honestly not looking to start, though, until like March or something, right?
Right.
Like weather breaking.
Sure, yeah, you can't even start in March.
April.
No,
weather's likely no good.
I think by then we'll have a really good, you know, we'll have obviously a lot better idea where we are right then and there.
Right.
So.
Well, we'll have a good idea at the COW meetings because those won't that inside millage won't be projection. Those will be pretty close. I mean, that's a real number, and Katie will be able to give us that, and we can figure that into our report. You know, Joe, I know we talked about grants over the years, and I'm pretty sure this holds true too, and it's something to think about. And that this village has never done. Anytime we've accepted a grant, we've always gone forward, and that is why the village has done well with getting grants. Because I know, maybe not you, but I know Don has told this body that if you accept a grant and you don't complete it, they have a tendency not to look so favorably towards you the next round, because it's all kind of, they go, because we're not the only ones. Everybody in Cuyahoga County and the state, they're looking at the same thing, so they have their criteria. They go down the list, and
sure.
I know that's been mentioned to us before, so if we do decide to do it, I think we should really look at it hard and make a decision, because I've heard that if you accept the grant, don't go forward, they don't look at you so favorably.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, Mayor. While there's nothing in writing, there's no penalty or scoring deduct on your next application or anything like that if you decline, you're right. So there's a human element, and that human element is probably not going to look favorably upon Walton Hills, especially if we decline after the fact or later.
Or very close to.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it in our COW meeting, and we'll have the budget on the agenda, and we can target that $200,000.
Very good.
Anybody else? Anybody on council?
No.
Any residents? I have a question for us or Joe.
Ms. Mayor, are we going to talk about the Dunham Road itself,
yes,
too, then?
Yep.
Next?
That's,
okay.
That one just actually opened up. It's not just starting.
Just starting.
Go ahead. Unless any residents have any questions on Alexander, come on up to the mic. I got to be fair. What's that?
Alexander is an old county road. It still has a county designation, but the county does not really maintain it. It's up to us as a village to maintain it. And actually, the county is helping out as they've provided $250,000 for Alexander Road in the form of a grant. So, yes, it is.
Next time you got to come to the mic.
I can hear him just fine.
That's a no, right? Go ahead, Joe.
So maybe I will.
We're going to talk about the Dunham.
Talk about Dunham.
No. Okay.
Okay, Dunham, a little different situation at this point. We've done nothing. We haven't even made application for funding for Dunham Road, but I'll quickly go through the email here that I provided the mayor with. I'll paraphrase. The portion of Dunham Road that we're considering is the concrete portion of Dunham Road, roughly from Astorhurst Golf Course up to the Maple Heights border. Anybody that drives over there knows it's in very rough condition. Rob's guys have been patching the failed concrete joints for a couple of years now, but it's pretty rough. Dunham Road also is a high traffic road, over 5,000 cars a day, so that creates a bit of a need for us to maintain the road as well. We don't want to have accidents or car damage complaints, etc. What we'd like to do there is to repair the failed concrete joints with new structural concrete and then pave asphalt over the entire concrete road from Astorhurst all the way to the Maple Heights line. The estimated project cost for Dunham Road is $963,000, and I'll give you the recommended funding strategy here. Same two bodies we would apply to. First would be Ohio Public Works Commission. We can apply for a grant of $356,000 and also for a loan of $356,000. And again, the loan carries the same terms, 20 years interest-free. We can also apply to Cuyahoga County again, since it is a old county road, still has a county designation. Again, for $250,000, that's the maximum the county will, that you can ask the county for, the maximum the county will fund. Again, if you add those three potential funding elements up, it adds up to the entire project cost of $963,000. So for Dunham, you'd be looking at repaying only the loan of $356,000, interest-free over the course of 20 years. And again, the same thing, the county, we can just apply and they let us know whether we accept it. It requires no action from the council. OPWC does require some action. At this point, OPWC funding applications are due on September 20th, so we do need to provide OPWC with a resolution that simply authorizes the mayor to apply. Does not commit us to anything, doesn't commit us to doing the job, doesn't commit us to spending any of our money. It simply authorizes the mayor to send in the application so we can see how we score. Also, it should be noted that resolution historically does not have to go in on September 20th. They'll usually give us a 1 month grace period. So if you need more time to consider, you have 30 more days, so up until October 20th or so. You know, there's certainly no guarantees as to what funding we may or may not receive, but since these two rounds of funding are before us, you know, I think we'd be foolish not to at least apply and to see what funding we can get. So, and this would be Dunham Road. You know, the earliest it possibly could happen if we received all the funding and if we decided to move forward be 2019, but even that seems aggressive. If it all came together, it's likely a project for 2020.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead, Laura.
Go ahead.
Joe, you mentioned failed concrete joints.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said with new structural concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a new process?
No, not a new process. And I didn't mean to scare you with the terminology there, I guess. But simply we would remove the asphalt at all the failed concrete joints, install new concrete, hook, bolt, or dowel bar it into the remaining concrete around it to create a solid concrete road, and then pave asphalt over the entire road.
How long?
Process that's been done many times in other communities.
How long has it been since,
Since they did Dunham Road? 1998.
Oh.
Which some of you may remember, the road was closed for an entire summer.
Yeah,
I do too, yeah. It was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead, Mayor.
I'm an advocate just to apply. I mean, just because you apply doesn't even mean you would win the money, you know.
Sure.
So if we don't apply, we're not going to know. So I would advocate going forward with the application process. So.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we need a resolution for that. And we can put it on our Tuesday's meeting.
Sure.
Council's good with that.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
We at least are applying for the project. Joe, and I know how a lot of residents feel between the two roads.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a question that brought, I mean, this one we don't know what our funding would be, but is Dunham worse than that Alexander stretch?
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
I kind of note that.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, now you mentioned Astorhurst. Is that from up on the hill there, where Astorhurst?
Yeah, the concrete section of Dunham Road that we're talking about, as you drive north on Dunham, as you get to the old Astorhurst property, about halfway down the hill towards Tinker's Creek, the road the pavement transitions from asphalt to concrete. Mm-hmm. And the asphalt road it's okay. It doesn't need to be resurfaced.
That's the point you're talking about then.
That's the point I'm talking about. The concrete is the pavement that's in bad shape.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'm in favor of doing that. Just a question about the process for the Dunham Road Hill going up to Maple Heights. Yeah. Do they do that? Do they surface that any differently as far as skid resistance or anything like that?
No, typically not. And I don't think anything like that would happen in this case either. While it's high traffic, there's not a lot of trucks. So you don't have, the shoving or the concerns with going down the hill. Skid resistance, I guess we could look into that at a later time if we wanted to. We have done that treatment before on Dunham Road, actually, as you approach the curve in front of the old Astorhurst property. We added the skid-resistant milling years ago, and we did the same thing on Dunham, a little bit south of Dunham Lane on that hill and curve, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with, is a dangerous one when it's wet. But historically, we haven't had any problems with skidding or sliding on that hill.
Thank you.
Because we have a good road crew.
Yeah. That's right.
We keep it clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll put it on a resolution for the council meeting next Tuesday, and then Chagrin Valley Engineering can apply.
Yeah.
Good night, Bob. Good night, Jane.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll give you one more clap here. Any questions for the residents on Dunham Road, the Dunham Road project? Go ahead.
I was kind of a general question.
Oh, see what you start, Dave? You break the law, now I gotta let her break.
Joe, I have kind of a general question. You said Dunham was last day in the Is 20 years an expected lifespan?
It is, actually, yeah.
Is there anything that can be done to extend that? Because it seems to me we're talking about 20-year loans.
Mm-hmm. That's why OPWC assigns the standard term as 20 years, because that's generally the standard, industry standard, for how long a road would last.
So you're always in cycle?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, theoretically, we'd be paving them on the regular cycle. Unfortunately, we don't always do it. But
we had a regular road program in place, as a lot of you remember. Chagrin Valley Engineering would go out along with our service department, our street commissioner, and they would put a program together, which road needs it and stuff, and we would cycle and do them. What's changed over the years has been the finances. That's the only reason it's changed. So they still put that together. They put a summary together for us. They do an analysis. It's just that we haven't had the funds to spend, but we know we still have to on certain roads. As Joe said, you still got to maintain the infrastructure, or else you're going to pay down the road. So, but we're just doing a minimum. So nobody, go ahead, Joe. You're going to have to come up. Because it has to be in the mic. I had to
come on.
Come on up.
A quick question. Do all non-dedicated roads have to be a certain size?
Non-dedicated?
All non-dedicated roads. If it's a dedicated road, it's a private road. Okay, does it have to be a certain size?
Right, it can be whatever the owner wants.
It's not owned by the owner, it's owned by the village.
That's not private.
Huh? And it's not a
it's not private.
I didn't say private, I said
you said non-dedicated, right?
Non-dedicated. If the road is dedicated, does it have to be a certain size?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's standards for a dedicated road.
And what if it's not?
What if it's not a dedicated road?
No, what if it's not a certain size?
I'll chat with you. You came up here to bust my chair.
No. Mr. Canzoni, if there...
I need to answer that. He came up here to bust me.
I used to refer to him as world's greatest t-ball coach. But I think I'm going to have to retract that title.
Joe, Mr. Kent, if you have a specific question like that, you can. If you know you don't present it here, you can always present it to us.
I don't think anybody would have the answer, but then.
Oh, that's who we would refer to. Or
give me
the
a
expert.
Call.
What I thought when you were bringing up non-dedicated roads, I know people have come to us. They want to put in a development, and they want to have a non-dedicated road. And most communities aren't in favor of that. As we're having someone approach us now, we've talked about that. For one reason is safety reasons. You know, the fire departments, they don't want to see that. They want to be able to pull into a development and pull out. So the circle size and everything is very important. Just from a safety standpoint, I know that's and that's maybe where I thought you were going with it, because some people just want that single road, and I know the fire departments, they scoff at that. They don't want to see communities do that. They want to have, which makes sense, because while they're at one run, if they get called to another, they certainly don't want to be backing up their truck and doing all that, because that could be minutes to someone else's house. That's well. Any other questions from the audience? Ray?
Yeah. Ray Tinder, 18409 Jefferson Drive. My recollection at my age sometimes is pretty bad. But I can remember when we were talking about Alexander Road, there were two sections of Alexander Road. Is this incorporated, the two sections, or are we talking about from the second section was from on out to the end from Dunham Road all the way out? Wasn't there two separate?
Right. Go ahead, Joe. It was from Northfield.
Yeah, the limits we're talking about now are Walton Road.
Northfield.
Right, but I'm just thinking, I'm trying to recollect about 6 months or 8 months ago when we were talking about applying for this. We were talking about applying for two different sections.
No, I think this is the Ray. I think this is the only one we.
It's okay. I might be wrong. That's what I was just asking. Okay, thank you.
Joe, the other section's not as old. We've done some of.
You're referring to the section east of Northfield Road that was paved 2 or 3 years ago now.
Right.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I believe.
That's not a project.
Anybody else? Come on, Bill.
That's going to be. Bill Deke, Egbert Road, Walton Hills. Years ago, across from Jefferson Lane, it went down through. Now, the Deke residence, my folks owned and my son owns now, was 1 acre this way. Evergreen Lane was going to go down this way, and we were going to have 1 acre lots all the way down. Whatever happened to that project? Anybody remember it?
Was I even born? I've given myself some years, but I probably was.
Mr. D.
I mean, this makes sense to me because right across from Jefferson, the road went down. Now, the proposed road was like this, and the Deke residence was built this way. Proposed that other houses were going to be built down through there. I always wondered what happened to that project.
I don't know. I don't
Mr.
know if some
D.
of this people have been here a lot longer than me. I've been here 23.
I'm trying.
Fred and Mary, Jennifer,
is that
Gloria,
the end of Jefferson right by Morningside?
That's
the school was going to be.
The other end?
The Walton Road.
Oh.
By Walton Road.
By Walton Road. It
must be my backyard.
I don't know. You have to go find Jean Kainsinger. She would know.
Unfortunately, she just left.
Yeah, she'll know.
Mr. Deke, is that the property that they that was Sedensky's property at one time?
At one time, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Way back.
The school board bought that property.
Yeah.
So that's why, and then they didn't build because there weren't.
We were going to have a school there when.
Well, we own that.
You mean next to your that property now?
Sons, yeah, we own that property
right.
now. But I've never heard of that development.
Yeah.
Like a street going through.
Yeah.
That's why my folks built that house
right.
along that way,
right.
hoping that Evergreen Lane would
Evergreen
be built
Lane.
This way, Evergreen and then Evergreen other lots would be sold that way.
Evergreen Lane.
Evergreen Lane.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Mayor, to help clarify, there are some old maps that I've seen that show Evergreen Lane. Very old maps. Obviously, whoever the developer and property owner was at that time never followed through with developing that residential subdivision, and eventually the land got sold to Bedford City Schools, who owned it for many years till the village bought it back
right.
Somewhat recently.
Yeah,
this
about 12
here,
years ago.
Yeah, I'm looking at an inventory, and Jefferson Drive, Morningside to Walton, was last done in 1994.
That's
what this shows.
Which road is that?
Jefferson Drive, Morningside to Walton.
No, Jefferson was last paved in 2014.
Okay.
15, yeah.
So I have a no inventory here.
Possibly, yeah.
How much did it cost at that time in 14?
I don't remember off the top.
Huh?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
It cost $353,000 back in 94. So I thought that was interesting. Because talking about what you were saying with respect to things going up. Okay, I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Tom?
Real quick, I think everybody wants to move on. Tom Nowicki, 17612 Egbert. Would concrete be a good idea anytime? Because it seems like you fix it right away. It starts breaking, the joints seem. Isn't asphalt the better way to go on anything in a village? Because it seems like we've been patching that, or Rob's been patching, Dan Stuckey's been patching that thing. We did it in 98, 20 years ago, but I'm just saying, for the future, if we have to do anything around the village, isn't asphalt the better way to go? And he knows, so you can answer.
Yeah, I would certainly say most of our roads are asphalt. We should continue to repave them in asphalt. Concrete has its advantages, but the one disadvantage Tom brings up is when it fails, it really fails, and it's expensive to repair.
Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
We know one of the harshest things you can put on the road is the salt that we use. Is there anything that we can, I know Pennsylvania, they use sand, things like that. Would you suggest us to get more longevity out of our roads to look into explore doing something different like that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I know he would love to shovel sand out.
Could be done, but.
I mean, we're talking about a hill.
Yeah, it would carry.
I'm not a fan of the pavement on a hill. I'd rather have the concrete. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not in favor of not salting that hill.
Oh, no. Well, around the straightaways or anything? Is there anything?
Everything else, fine, but that specific hill and the other side.
Yeah. It needs
to be salted.
It's
got to be kept clean. That's why I asked about the surface, any skid resistance here, anything like that.
Sure. Yeah, anytime you reduce the amount of salt or the locations the salt carries with it, a safety risk, quite honestly. So we need to consider that.
Can you groove that payment, or is that too tough on the
floor? I'd be interested in. the friction status.
Sure.
Right. Like we did on the hill. All right.
Yeah, Mayor, you have to witness something there too. I mean, you just can't conjecture. Because I witnessed some real scary stuff on that coming down that hill. I think the speed limit should be, frankly, like 25 maybe, coming down that hill.
Yeah, like when the chain comes off your bike.
Huh?
When the chain comes off your bike and you have no brake.
It's a scary hill, I'll tell you that. I've seen some awful things almost happen there. At Tinker's Creek and Dunham Road, there's been awful things almost happen there that I've witnessed. So
it's scary.
I experienced one, so, in a school bus. Well, we almost went over the side.
Oh, geez.
So, not fun. You got to salt that. Yeah.
Is there anything we can look at, an alternative solution for our level roads that might be more cost effective than the salt? I know the 1 year, what did we pay for salt? I mean, they gouged us horribly.
That's an issue we're going to talk about in the... It's high this year.
So I don't even want to know.
One of the highest.
You know. Because it always ends up being you and I. You choose something else to put on the road, we need the equipment to put it on the road.
Yeah, that's
and it is ridiculous, conversation for a different time, it is ridiculous how much money we're putting into these trucks now to fix stuff that's got 150,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
So just, if you go with the brine, if you go with the sand, you're going to need the equipment.
You need the equipment, obviously,
so,
yeah.
Yes. But I mean, in the salt shortage of last year, when they couldn't get us salt quick enough, we just salted less on the scrapes,
right,
on the cul-de-sac. I still got calls. Yeah. Everything's not clean.
Right.
I'm spraying, I get calls. You hit my apron. You put too much salt.
Well, this is with that 3 mils that we added on. These are the types of things that the village desperately needs, and we can hopefully start exploring that stuff. And Miss Nielsen, you know, that's the type of things we can get into. Is that as we start projecting with the money, doing these things and what's more cost effective. And obviously Rob's been here screaming about our trucks, and rightfully so. They're held together with a shoestring. So I'm hoping this time next year we can be having concerted conversations about the replacement of all those.
Well, Joe, you know, talking about between Walton Road and North Hill Road, have you looked from Walton Road to Valley View at the road? Have you looked at it at all?
Sure, yeah.
And it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little history, too. A few years back, when the village started looking at Alexander Road, initially they looked at it from an east-to-west direction, and back in 15, we paved, along with Oakwood, we paved that section of Alexander that is east of Northfield. And then we decided to apply for this section of Alexander that we're talking about here tonight, Walton to Northfield. And then the general idea was to keep one section at a time, working our way west. Of course, in the meantime, the Dunham Road hill and the Dunham Road concrete section has quickly caught up to us, so hence the reason we're considering Dunham Road here for this year's funding applications. Rob and I unfortunately see all the roads all the time.
You know how bad that hill coming up from Dunham gets on Alexander. It doesn't take too long for it to get tore up because
it does.
You have to salt it extra, you have to plop, because when the traffic backs up there, they're sliding down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And that's one of the hot spots. Dunham is, and unfortunately, we can't do them all at once.
Right.
That is, but that's why I spoke a little bit about Dunham Road, where we're talking about Tinker Street. That is by far worse than the other section, but I do agree, that's a... Mm-hmm. that section of Alexander.
Going to take, it won't take long for that.
Sure. Yeah, you know, and unfortunately it underscores the bigger problem that we sort of touched on here is, well, you know, I think we all understand we don't have a whole lot of money to pave roads. The longer we continue to wait, and every year that goes by with no road program, those road repavings become more expensive. Price of asphalt goes up. Number of base repairs underneath that top coat of asphalt that you need to do, that quantity increases on you as the road begins to deteriorate, becomes more expensive to put it back together. So you kind of touch on an important point. I think we should all keep in our minds as we move forward.
Joey, is there a way that we could find out about that grading and how effective that really is on the roads? I've had several residents complain about it, motorcycle riders, bicyclists, things like that, that say to them it makes it more dangerous for them trying to do those activities. But that along with it, while we're doing the road, is there a way that it can be graded down a little less so the hill's not so steep?
Oh, you mean to make the hill less steep?
Yes.
I think the short answer, unfortunately, is no. Yes, it can be done, and it's an extremely expensive proposition, which is probably a non-starter, quite honestly.
I just know by your parents, my parents, those hills have both gotten steeper over the years.
They haven't gotten less steep.
Right.
To your point, though, in 98, when the county came in and redid Dunham Road, as a lot of you remember, they did realign it, and they made it less steep. If you'll remember, the old Dunham Road was tough to drive up, even on a sunny day, let alone in the snow. So they did, yeah.
Joe, one more question, and we'll, striping for the year, are we looking at doing any striping for...
Pavement striping?
Yes.
We can discuss that, and we could also discuss crack seal as well.
Right, I know
we want to do it now, or we can have the conversation.
I know we
later.
Did it last year, and we've been doing it just to kind of.
We did a little bit of crack seal, I think, last year.
You know,
one
yes.
street.
Crack sealing is getting very bad. I know where I walk, I see it all the time, and it's getting quite bad. So
if that can be brought forward, we can.
Yeah, I'll give you some information on that.
Okay.
And that would have to be appropriated for. It's not in the budget. So.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Any other questions, Council? Residents, we went through. Okay, then we're going to move on. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Now we're going to move on to Council committees. And why this is here with the new Council person and the committees that I chaired and was on, now moving into this role. Fred has taken the council seat, so we just kind of need to realign, or Mr. Nielsen could take the fill-in where I was at. The only one that would be one, unless he were to become council president, which I don't know if that's, but we're going to elect, you need to talk about council president. We'd like to have that done in the next meeting. It needs to be done in a council meeting. That a nomination and vote, so that would if we can do it by next Tuesday, it would be great. Everybody talk and see, you know, who would like to do that and who's got everybody's support. So that would the finance chair would go to that person there because that's normally the council president chairs the finance committee. And then so I was on infrastructure and safety as members. We can, if Fred's comfortable with that, Fred can go there, or anybody wants to switch right now. We're gonna redo them again, of course, in January. You know, if we want to move them or people stay where they're at, it just depends on what council's pleasure is.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to put in for council president, at least for the interim, till the end of the year. I've been on council for 6 years now, and I've never accepted the position, even though I have been asked in the past, and I would hope you all consider me.
I know as mayor, whoever chose to be council president, I think would do a great job, so I would be in favor of that. Just
giving you my opinion, but you have a week to talk about it, because we don't need to vote on it tonight. We have to vote on it in a regular council meeting, and we would vote it on in Tuesday. So we don't need to, no one needs to nominate Mary right now.
I'll be happy to nominate her next week, or at the regular council meeting.
That'd be great.
Throwing it out there.
Fred, how do you feel with, are you comfortable with safety and insurance and infrastructure?
Yeah, you know, it's for the next 3 months, you know, and it's fine.
Okay. How's everybody feel about having Fred take those two, the two that I was at, and then council president would take that? What do you chair, Mary? Let's see here.
I chair the recreation.
Recreation.
I'd like to keep that.
Okay.
I enjoy working with Carol and Carlene.
Okay. I was going to say, if you wanted, because you're chair in finance, if you didn't want to chair that, that would be up to you. But if you want to maintain that, that's fine too. Let's, you know, I'm just kind of.
I've got 3 months. I'll
okay.
give it a whirl.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Thanks. All right. Council president will make those appointments.
Okay.
And we'll do that. We'll do that at the council meeting too. Any questions on that, council? Residents, any questions on committees? Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, tax rate resolution. Katie, if you want to explain that.
So there's a draft of the legislation. It has to be passed by October. So I would like to have it passed next week if everyone is in agreement. This is based on the tax budget we sent to the county, showing our three mills. This is what the county sends back to us to verify those amounts, and we have to pass this legislation to send back to the county. So you'll see below, we have always had the 0.3 in the police pension, and there's also now 3.0 mills in the general fund inside millage.
So we would have a resolution for next week's meeting to pass this.
And this is something we do every year.
Mm-hmm. Council?
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead, John.
Katie, this is strictly paperwork, right?
Yes.
That they send it to us, and we just have to say, yes, you've got this designated in the correct spot.
Yes.
So this isn't saying, no, we changed our mind, we're not going to do.
No.
It's strictly a paperwork issue.
Yes.
With the county.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Any residents have a question for this resolution, the tax rate resolution? Seeing none. Other business? Anybody have anything for other business? Okay, well, I have a few things. On our next council meeting, we'll have this resolution. I'd like to have an executive session to talk about litigation and economic development, some of the areas, some of the things that we've been working on and that have come to a head in some of those areas. Everybody's in favor of that. I'll have that on the agenda. As far as the house, I know we talked about it. It's still in the process, and we're hoping it's moving forward. Rob's going to have something else to take care of, so that's all looking positive. That's about what I can tell you on that. Um, That's about it. I know tomorrow I'll have my first morning session with the mayor, 9 to 11. It's across the
community room.
In the community room right across from the police station here. So I'll be there for that. Hope everybody can show up.
You bringing the muffins?
I think Carol's supplied.
Okay. Donuts tomorrow.
Did someone see breakfast somewhere? Because a lot of people are asking me, you having breakfast? I said, did someone make a misprint somewhere and put it somewhere that I didn't know about?
A meeting with the mayor and the community.
He's going to go. We're going to have an
Anybody else have anything to add for other business?
No.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I had, as part of the Citizens League, had a meeting with them over the weekend, and speaking with your morning, the mayor, you're starting tomorrow. Citizens League wanted to invite you and council to possibly come to a Citizens League meeting towards later in October as more of an informal sit-down session with residents, where residents could talk to us individually if they'd like. They're not in a formal situation like this where they feel it's necessary to use a microphone. Some people may feel uncomfortable talking in front of a large group of people, and the thought process was the possibility, and this could all be worked out, and Citizens League would like to talk with you guys, but the initial thought process was one of us kind of at each table and kind of like a speed dating. Is that what we said? Speed dating sessions? Where? We're all kind of sitting with 8 or 10 of the residents, sit down with them for, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes and switch to another table just to see, check in with them, make all of us a little more accessible, something along the lines also of what Mrs. Nielsen was talking about. You know, put out ideas, talk to us individually.
That's a good idea.
And not feel like it has to always be in this more formal session. So if council would let me know, we can have Citizens League put a letter out formally requesting you.
They give a date. And if I can make, I'm sure I can make it.
Okay.
And those are give us dates,
yeah.
And we can
give
work it out
dates.
To see what fits for council and myself.
Okay.
But if anybody wants to invite me to something, I will certainly want to be there and try to accommodate. Well, I can do that. But that's part of this job, and I will be happy to be there. So give us some dates and. See if we can get council and myself, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Be glad to be there.
Mr. Mayor, I had one other thing. We received a letter from a resident about the dedication of our community room. Is it something that
we can
talk about here, or?
Yeah, we can talk about that if you want to talk about it. Did everybody see their email?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think I brought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, if you want to read it, or I can read it. They actually left. It's about Bob and Jean Casing here. We received this from Patricia Day to all Walton Hills Council. They left the mayor out, but that's okay. You guys got to make that decision, I guess. For their years of dedication to our village of Walton Hills, for their years of involvement in the activities of the village, and for the hours upon spent in the community room, I propose the community room opposite the police station, so it would be our small community room there, be officially named the Bob and Jean Casinger Room or the Bob and Jean Casinger Community Room in honor of two residents whose service to the village is unequaled. A plaque with their names on it hung above the entrance of the room would be a fitting honor for all the time they have spent in that room, all for the good of our village. Please give this serious consideration. Discuss this proposal, and if necessary, put in a vote before the village council. Thank you, Patricia Day. She sent it September 7th, a couple days ago, to all of us.
I saw that. It's a good idea.
So,
great
idea. So it's something that...
Yeah, the mayor and I were talking about last week. We talked just very briefly about an idea of having somewhere either in here or... on the ground somewhere, some sort of a hall of fame, as it were, you know, for, and not that anybody, people would be inducted every year. It would just be something that for a plaque or what have you, for people like the Cane Singers that are true cornerstones of the village. So we could honor them. Much like the Citizens League, and we don't want to belittle at all what the Citizens League does every year for people. Something like that, and it was just an idea thrown out, and that's where it lied, laid right there.
Who was that? Your idea?
If it was a good idea, it was
no. Was that somebody? I thought it was somebody else was there when we were.
I don't know if Jennifer was there.
I thought it was another resident or whatever. I know it was in the office here. Something like that is something to think about because, you know, they could be the first ones on it. Mm-hmm. And that way you're not isolating, you know, that room. You can have other people, too. So that's a good something else to think about, too, having one large plaque and then adding plaques to it, like you're talking about. Sure. Something for council to think about. Something for the residents to think about, too. I know when you name things.
Who's thinking of something?
I remember when they named the service garage, the Edward Thelman service garage, and how, you know, some people liked it, some people didn't. You know, it's.
That's an issue.
Naming things are, you know, but.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a plaque like that, and then you can put other people on it. It's a nice idea. I don't know if anybody from the audience has anything to add to that.
We'll have to think about it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
When are they leaving?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why when it came to us, that's why we wanted to make sure we had a proclamation and something. So we have time now because the deadline's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Gene was so dedicated to books and to teaching, and I think the library that's down there, I think that would be the place to put something in her honor and his also.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's kind of a nice idea, too. Then you're not using the whole thing, you're using sections of it, and if anybody else is in that, then you can always, instead of naming the whole building, name a section of it. That's another good idea, too. And get a plaque dedicated to that.
We have the librarians in it.
Yeah. We do have the historical resource center.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about it. And we can put it out under other businesses, COW.
Mm-hmm.
So on the COW, we know we're going to have finance. Let's see, what else do we want to have on there? No, COW meeting, we'll have finance. Council meeting, just to recap the council meeting before we adjourn, we're going to just have this resolution. We're going to appoint, council's going to appoint, hopefully, a council president. Then appoint Fred to those committees, Mr. Nielsen to those committees. And that should be it.
An executive session. Yes.
And a resolution.
And we have to do the resolution so you get the grant.
Yes, that's the one we got to have.
Apply for the grant.
You got it? Okay. Okay. Have a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to adjourn the COW meeting of 9/11.
Is there a second? Mr. Linville? All in favor?
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Village of Walton Hills Committee of the Whole meeting adjourned at 8:28 p.m.
I can see it.
Thank you, everybody.